Steve Trinity Resources, ISE3, Listening 8. You're going to hear a talk about nature in Ireland. You will hear the talk twice. The first time, just listen. Then I'll ask you to tell me generally what the speaker is talking about. Are you ready? Ireland is now home to the European headquarters of Google, Facebook, and many other big multinationals, as its low tax rates have made it a haven for profit-hungry corporations. But it used to be a haven of a different kind. Before widespread human settlement, Ireland was 80% forest. Now it is 1%. This is the lowest forest coverage of any European country. The average across Europe is 40%. But the tide is turning, and many schemes to return Ireland to a more natural state are springing up. This concept is known as rewilding. Patrick Murphy, for example, gave up his life as a banker in the city to move to the coastal town of Galway, where he manages a 15-hectare area of native woodland. He has eliminated invasive species and blocked access to sheep, so the forest can grow like it would have done 10,000 years ago. Instead of commercial trees, such as pine, which grow in high density and offer low biodiversity, native trees, such as oak and willow, are being planted more and more. For some, though, the aim is a bit unclear. Taking Ireland back to pre-industrial days, say 200 years ago, is very different to taking it back to pre-agricultural days, 2,000 years ago. Who is to say what the natural state of Ireland is? Furthermore, rewilding has its limits, as nobody is suggesting humans abandon Ireland, so the country will still have cities, factories, farms, retail parks, roads, all rather unnatural. One aim of rewilding is the reintroduction of large predators to Ireland, namely wolves and lynxes. They argue that this could help control invasive species such as deer, contributing to a more balanced ecosystem and even fight climate change by allowing more plant growth due to the decrease in deer. Of course, some farmers and people who live in rural areas are not so enamoured of the idea. Wolves are dangerous for livestock, and Ireland no longer has vast expanses of wilderness where they can roam free. There are many challenges in such an ambitious project, but the way I see it, we have to strike a new balance with nature. Rewilding Ireland, where it is possible to do so without too much disruption to local people, is a noble and worthwhile goal, working alongside nature, not against it. Can you tell me in one or two sentences what the speaker was talking about? Now listen to the talk again. This time make some notes as you listen if you want to. Then I'll ask you to tell me what arguments the speaker gives on the topic of making Ireland wild again, and if he comes to a conclusion. Are you ready? Ireland is now home to the European headquarters of Google, Facebook, and many other big multinationals, as its low tax rates have made it a haven for profit-hungry corporations. But it used to be a haven of a different kind. Before widespread human settlement, Ireland was 80% forest. Now it is 1%. This is the lowest forest coverage of any European country. The average across Europe is 40%. But the tide is turning, and many schemes to return Ireland to a more natural state are springing up. This concept is known as rewilding. Patrick Murphy, for example, gave up his life as a banker in the city to move to the coastal town of Galway, where he manages a 15-hectare area of native woodland. He has eliminated invasive species and blocked access to sheep, so the forest can grow like it would have done 10,000 years ago. Instead of commercial trees, such as pine, which grow in high density and offer low biodiversity, native trees, such as oak and willow, are being planted more and more. For some, though, the aim is a bit unclear. Taking Ireland back to pre-industrial days, say 200 years ago, is very different to taking it back to pre-agricultural days, 2,000 years ago. Who is to say what the natural state of Ireland is? Furthermore, rewilding has its limits, as nobody is suggesting humans abandon Ireland, so the country will still have cities, factories, farms, retail parks, roads, all rather unnatural. One aim of rewilding is the reintroduction of large predators to Ireland, namely wolves and lynxes. They argue that this could help control invasive species such as deer, contributing to a more balanced ecosystem and even fight climate change by allowing more plant growth due to the decrease in deer. Of course, some farmers and people who live in rural areas are not so enamored of the idea. Wolves are dangerous for livestock. An island no longer has vast expanses of wilderness where they can roam free. There are many challenges in such an ambitious project, but the way I see it, we have to strike a new balance with nature. Rewilding Ireland, where it is possible to do so without too much disruption to local people, is a noble and worthwhile goal, working alongside nature, not against it. Now tell me what arguments the speaker gives on the topic of making Ireland wild again, and if he comes to a conclusion. You have 1 minute to talk.